The federal government requires municipal planning organizations like FMATS to enlarge their boundaries if the U.S. Census shows population growth, based on the assumption that more people require more and better roads and other transportation facilities. The Fairbanks North Star Borough's population did grow between 2000 and 2010 by about 18%. So FMATS coordinator Donna Gardino says the organization has put forth three proposals to enlarge its boundaries. And during an open house Monday at the Noel Wien Public Library, Gardino outlined the proposals and explained the important role that FMATS plays in keeping the area's transportation projects from getting lost in the shuffle at the state level, where federal transportation funds are divvied up.
We keep it on the radar. So that's what we try to do, to make sure our projects keep moving.
Gardino says the most conservative of the three proposals, known as Option A, would enlarge FMATS's management area by a total of about 80 square miles. Much of that increase would come from filling gaps in the existing jurisdiction west and north of Fairbanks and to the east around North Pole. Option B would add another 15 square miles to that proposal, including an area north of the university and to the south of Fairbanks onto the Tanana River. Option C would add still another mile and a quarter, mainly in North Pole, just west of Highland Park. Gardino says the public can comment on the proposals until December 21st by going online to fmats.us and clicking on the proposed Metropolitan Planning Area Maps link at the top of the page. FMATS officials will use those comments to fashion a final plan next month and send that on to the governor's office for approval early next year. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.